صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وعلى أهل بيتك الطيبين الطاهرين صلى الله عليك يا سيدي يا أمير المؤمنين ويا قائد الغر المحجلين ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمنا من لجأ إلى حصنكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سيدي فنفوز فوزا عظيما ويله ما له مع المرتضى الطهر آخ المصطفى أساء الصنيع شق بالسيف رأسه ولقد كان لدين الإله سيفا صنيعا فغوى يا للثرى خضيب المحيا عافرا والخضاب كان الفجيع Brothers and sisters, night of Qadr, night of dua, a night that's better than a thousand nights. Come with me, brothers and sisters, to Kufa this night. Come to Kufa this night. Everyone has heard by now that Amir al-Mu'mineen has been hurt. They are in disbelief of what has happened to the Lion of God. It's reported that when they carried Imam back from the mosque to his house, when he got close to the house, Imam asked the Imam al-Hasan al-Husayn to help him stand on his feet and to walk towards the house. His companions around him said, "O Amir al-Mu'mineen, you shouldn't walk and you understand." He said, "I don't want anyone of my daughters to see me being carried. I don't want Zainab to see her father in this state. La ilaha illallah." Brothers and sisters, O Shia of Ali, our beloved Imam on this night, on his bed, unable to move. The poison has spread across his body. At this moment, he opened his arms and called Al-Hasan and Hussein to come over, and he hugged them both. and he cried loudly, it is as if he's telling them, you will be now on your own. It's as if he's saying, the Imam is saying, I know what the Ummah will do to you both after me. After a while, the doctors rush to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, trying to help and reduce the poison in the Imam's body. La ilaha illallah. They mentioned that milk would reduce the heat from the poison. The news spread across Kufa, the orphans heard. They hurried, each grabbing what they can of milk, rushing back to the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen, standing outside all these children, saying, oh Father, don't pass away. These orphans understood what the meaning of Amir al-Mu'mineen not being there to them. He's their father. He's the father of the orphans, the care of the poor. At that moment, one of the companions of the Imam came towards the Imam's house. It is mentioned that it is Asbagh ibn Nubat. He saw the orphans crying and calling out, Abba ya Ali, oh Father Ali. Asbagh started to cry loudly. Imam al-Hasan came out, and when he saw the kids, he started to cry as well. And then he said to them, the Imam sends his salam to you, but please leave, don't stay outside the house. Asbagh said, I became stiff, I couldn't move from my place. And then the Imam came out again and said, oh Asbagh, didn't I tell you to leave? He said, Ya Sayyidi, every time I tried moving my leg, it won't move. How could I leave my beloved Imam? How can I leave my father? In these moments, and then he came in. He was used to seeing Amir al-Mu'mineen, the strong warrior, the lion of God. How did he see him? He saw him lying on his bed, bandaged. Asbagh ibn Nubat says, by Allah, I didn't know which one was more painful. Was it the bandage on the face of Amir al-Mu'mineen? Asbagh ibn Nubat threw himself on Amir al-Mu'mineen and started to cry. He said to him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ya Asbagh, don't cry. It's the Jannah I'm going to. Asbagh said, and brothers and sisters, we should all feel like Asbagh in these nights. He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I cry on myself for losing you. I know you're going to Jannah, but it is us that we are losing out. Brothers and sisters, at that moment, one of the best doctors of Kufa, his name is Athir ibn Arif al-Sakuni. He had a look at the Imam and then looked at his wound, and then he started to cry. He looked at the Imam and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, awsi wasiyatank. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, read your will to your children. The strike has reached your skull. At that moment, Imam al-Hussein heard what the doctor said and started to cry. Amir al-Mu'mineen looked at Imam al-Hussein and said, while looking at him, Oh Hussein, no day is like your day. لا يوم كيومك يا أبا عبد الله ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلوات